morning. I have to wait for start. My name is Yan Jun Guo. I go by Cecilia. I'm from Texas A&M University. I work with Dr. Starman and Dr. Hall. Today, I'm happy to present my latest research on economic and post-harvest quality analysis of poinsettia produced at reduced substrate moist content. For this present study, we're looking at the effect of reduced soil moisture contents, which for the future we're going to call it SMC, during the poinsettia, freedom red greenhouse production, how that affecting the final greenhouse finish quality on the poinsettia, and then how that affecting on the 5 weeks post-harvest quality on the poinsettia. And then for the past literature research, we found a follow pros and cons for the poinsettia production using the reduced soil moisture contents, SMC, or they use the traditional method of production. The comparison shows reduced soil moisture contents, they can produce more compact plants, which means they can eliminate the use of plant growth regulator. And then they can reduce irrigation water usage, and then they can potentially acclimate the plants that to a water deficiency environment that they're going to face after they left the greenhouse to the customer. Because usually the people don't water their plants unless they're up. But the thing is, they also found something that is not desirable for poinsettia quality, which is when you have in the lower soil SMC, the brackets and leaf surface areas tend to reduce. And then for the poinsettia, it's a heavy feeder, during the production, when we apply the irrigation, we apply water-soluble fertilizer as well. So when you reduce irrigation frequency, that means you reduce the fertilizer input. And in that case, you have a potential to reduce the leaf greenness, which can directly correlate with the nitrogen contents in the plant. And also, the lower SMC have a tendency to have a lower leaf dropping on the plants, and then that would be indicating for the final crop to have lower leaf number, which lower quality. And for the method, we produce the poinsettia as an industrial way. We produce them from production week 33 to week 37, and the treatment start at week 35. We have four treatments, two irrigation level, but we apply it on different timing. The first one we call it 40-40. Is apply 40% SMC all the way through the production period in the greenhouse. The second one, we call it 20-20, is apply 20% SMC all the way through the production period in the greenhouse. The third one, we call them 40-20. We produce them 40% SMC at the vegetative growth period of the poinsettia, and then after the shortest start, we switch to the 20% SMC and produce them in the 20% SMC until the finished. And the first treatment, we started with the 20% SMC and then switch when shortly start when the points that go into the reproductive growth, and then we produce all the way to the end with the 40% SMC. And the shortly start in the Texas last year is around production week 40, so that's when the treatment switch happened. And I have four blocks, 15 replication per treatment, and it's random block design with total 240 plants. And for the post-harvest, we let the plant go through a simulated shipping, which is a 48 hours in total darkness, and all packaging, they're looking like this, like with the pot cover and a sleeve. And then after the simulated shipping, we have a three-way of post-production treatment. One is we keep the pot cover and sleeve on, and the second one is only the pot cover on, and the third one, we remove everything after the simulated shipping. And then in this period of treatment, we have four replications for each treatment combination, which is the three post-production packaging method and the four production irrigation treatments. So we have total of 60 plants in this part. And this is what I use for the monitor soil moisture content, and this is a collaboration of the reading for the soil moisture content. So when the reading hits the four, for the 20% treatment, I will irrigate them. And when the reading for the 40% treatment hits this number, I will irrigate the 40% treatment. So this is a growth index, which is the pointed at height and to width, the average number of those. So basically this is indicating how big the plants are. And as you can see, the grow, the blue line is in here is a 40-40 treatment. It's a control treatment considered as a traditional way of irrigating poinsettia. And all the rest is my treatment. And you can see there's a kind of interesting switch between the purple, which is the 40-20, and then the green, the 20-40. After the week 40, which is here, is like after treatment change, the 40-20 starting to grow slower, as you can see with the purple line here, and then so it got catch up by the 20-41. They kind of, oh, I grow faster than you. And then toward the end, the 20-40 and then the 40-40 have the similar size, and the 20-20 and the 40-20 have the similar size. And so it's the similar result from the shoot dry weight. We measure at the end of production. We harvest the shoot, plant shoot and measure the dry weight. So the 40-40 and 20-40 is not different. They're both bigger and heavier than the 20-20 and 40-20. And this similar spat rating patterns is observed during the production. Like when you have more fertilizer, more irrigation, they tend to be slightly more greener. And then for the less fertilizer, less irrigation, they tend to be slightly less greener. And in here, it's kind of have a huge dip. Here is because when at the week 44, they're starting to become red. So I as the bracket turned red, I started to measure the first green leaf toward the end. And which is interesting, we found out at the end of production, the first non-red leaf is not different compared to all the treatment. So they are similar greenness at the end of production. And then I noticed another very interesting phenomenon during the production, which is when they're starting to turn red, I call it bracket coloring. They start to turn red, and you can see a significant difference in week 44 within the treatment. The 20-20, the 40-20 treatments are significantly more redder than the one have more red percentage on the shoot compared to the 40-40 and the 20-40 treatment. The significant difference started to disappearing at the week 45, starting to catching up. At the week 46, all the difference disappeared. They all become red. But this may not be statistically significant, but if you look at the pictures, you can see this is the week 44, this is the week 45, and this is the week 46. And you can see here, you can see visually pretty significant more red on top of the 40-20 compared to the 40-40 and 20-40. And at the week 45, even the statistically, the color percentage is not significantly different between the traditional irrigation and then the reduced irrigation treatment in here. But you can see in here, 40-20 actually is a marketable quality. Like at this point, you can market poinsettia at this much redness, but definitely not for the traditional way of irrigation. So this indicating in the future, we could possibly have a week earlier marketing for the 40-20 treatment at the same cultivar. And that means for growers, 1 week less in the greenhouse. And then at the end of production, we destructing harvest part of the poinsettias, and then we count the leaf number, the brackets number, and then the total leaf and the brackets number. There are no significant difference between all the treatment. So the only thing we find different and that's influenced the size of the poinsettia is the internode length. With the reduced irrigation treatment, at the 20-20, 40-20, they both have short internodes, which means the plant is more compact. It's kind of have the similar effect with the growth regulator compared to the traditional way of irrigation. And then after the whole 5 weeks post-production, we harvest everything at week one in 2017. And then here is the C is standing for the pot cover only. CS is standing for the pot cover and the sleeve, and an N with nothing on them during the 5 weeks post-production. And as you can see, with the pod cover and sleeves on, it's significant. It have a lower leaf number and lower spat rating, which means they have less leaf and more yellowing on the leaf. And for the treatment, the brachis necrosis, they have like the traditional way of irrigation, which has never been through any reduced SMSC treatment. They have less brachis in total here, and they have more brachis with necrosis. They have less brachis with less necrosis. So they have a less desirable quality after 5 weeks of post-production, regardless of the packaging method. Okay, here, let's talk about money. Okay, this is a traditional way of production, 40-40. We cost, the red part is the irrigation labor. It's about $1.17. And this is overhead. The purple part, the overhead cost, is $0.98. And the blue part is the fertilizer cost. And the water cost is so little, you can barely see on the pie. Okay, and if we reduce some of them during using 20-40 production method, we can save 20 cents per pot. This is the green part. That's how much money we save per pot. And if we use the 40-20 treatment, we can save 85 cents per pot. And if we use the 20-20, well, we can save over $1 per pot. That's for each pot. So for each producer, it could be a lot of money. So for conclusion, the 20-20 and 40-20 treatment, they can produce more compact plants and then have tendency to have the more bracket coloring earlier. And then compared to the traditional way of irrigation, they can the 20% SMC could save up to 49% during greenhouse production. And after 5 weeks post-production, with the pot cover and sleeve packaging method, you can significantly reduce the leaf number and leaf greenness. And then for the traditional way of irrigation, they have less brackets number and then more brackets with necrosis, which less desirable quality for the customer. The last but not the least, I want to give thanks to the people who make this program, this my experiment possible. I want to give thanks to Dr. Starma and Dr. Hall for their advice and support, and give thanks for the fundings of Floral Nursery Research Initiation. And any questions? The question is, have I tried other cultivar other than poinsettia? Yes, I'm doing another poinsettia cultivar this year. This is the last year experiment, and then I did some of the spring bedding plants pot production in the greenhouse during the spring semester. Yes. The question is how much I irrigate every time with my 20% SMC. I irrigate them back to the container capacity. So it's more stimulating to the customer they would do. They don't care how much you maintain the soil moisture counter. They just make sure they have enough. And also it's a way to let the plant to recover from the stress they suffered. Yes. And it's more causing by the overhead, because when you produce in poinsettia that is a more compact plant, they take less overheading space, which is if you're looking back on the part, the cost is mainly come from the overheading and the labor. So you water them less frequently, they are smaller, so they take less space on the bench. You can put more plants per bench. That's one saving, and another one is you water them less frequently. Based on my personal experience, you water them like once when you water them, the 40% treatment like two times or three times. Yes, let's assume hand watering and then the average labor cost.
Okay, we're going to have to wrap this session, this presentation up.